This morning I'm thinking of a little word which sums up the Christmas experience. A little word. And it ends with why. What is that word?
Joy.
Joy. Joy. Joy and joy. You have it. Joy is something from time to time we all experience and we all look forward to. How many celebrated birthday this year? How many? How many did it? Come on now. How many celebrated birthdays? You had an experience of joy. The dictionary says joy is a feeling of great pleasure and happiness. Isn't that the experience of a birthday with cake and candles and presents? It is for the main part a joyful experience. Joyful experiences can be planned, such as vacations or other events with family and friends. But often planned joyful events can have just the opposite effect. Too much anticipation, perhaps, and unrealistic thinking causes the event not to live up to the anticipation. Although some joyful events are well planned and can be highly successful, there are those times and events which seem to come out of nowhere with the surprising outcome of joyfulness. Now, many, many years ago, before there were electric lights to light up the nighttime sky, there were a group of shepherds tending their sheep during the darkness of night. And you probably couldn't even see your hand before your face. It was so dark. They were taking turns sleeping so that no wild animals like wolves or hyenas would come and snatch one of the sheep away. Now, it is interesting to note that some of these shepherds would not have been any older than some of our teenagers here this morning. Can you imagine taking on such of responsibility? It was to this totally unsuspecting group of shepherds that life would suddenly be shattered. Out of nowhere, an angel stood before them in the brightness of a light. It is recorded, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Terrified. You can imagine being so confronted by this angel and light. They were terrified, to say the least. They had never experienced anything like this. But the angel's purpose was not to terrify these unsuspecting shepherds, but was for a totally different reason. In short order, the angel tried to calm the shepherds down with an even more unsuspecting message. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. Fear all of a sudden turned into joy. something these lowly shepherds experienced little of. The story continues. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Why did the Lord choose us? We're only the lonely shepherd. If it is true, this is a message we have all wanted to hear for centuries, and it's coming to us. You can almost hear the joy of the lowly shepherds being recognized. A very ordinary night turned into a night of joy. And then the angel continues giving instructions as to where to find the baby. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloths and lying in a manger. Then to add to the joy of the moment, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Can you imagine being one of those shepherds? Can you? Well, it didn't take the shepherds long in their decision to check out the angel's message. You can almost feel their anticipation as they quickly walk to find what the angel had described. The angel's message was true. And they were the first to experience the real joy of Christmas. They found the baby Jesus. God's love in the form of the baby Jesus is the joy of Christmas. That is the joy of Christmas. This is a joy which we share with each other in the giving of our love in return for the joy of God's love through the Nativity, through the baby Jesus. The joy of Christmas, as discovered by those lowly shepherds, is the joy which we celebrate. Amen.